You learn about yourself. You're going to leave the challenge saying, you know what? I'm someone who tries things. I'm someone who's committed to trying challenges and cares about my growth. And that will just trickle to everything in your life. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And so you need to be ready for these challenges. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe. And what we have here is a community to give local voices a public platform of shared ideas, knowledge, and perspectives. And that's exactly what we're doing in this episode. We are talking about an all new challenge I am so excited for, guys, because honestly, I think one of my highest callings with this community, with this podcast community, with the coaching I started recently, is to share ideas and perspectives, which is the true nature of what we've been doing here. And I'm excited to share the news, the details about this new challenge, the 7-month marathon challenge. I want to give a brief background into what these challenges are, why I started doing them all the way back in 2019, why I'm still doing them today, and what this specific challenge this year is all about. So if you are interested in this challenge, you need to listen to this episode because this episode has all the information you need to commit to this challenge. I think everybody listening to this needs to join because simply if you want your life to change and improve and you want to grow and you want to just become and it just you basically just want to find all the growth that's on the other side of 7 months, then you want to join this challenge. And that's what I hope to inspire and I hope to get out of everybody listening to this episode, everybody in this community. It's what I'm all about. So let's start from the beginning. What are these challenges? This 7-month challenge is literally 7 different challenges in a row, back to back for 7 months from September to the end of March. But when I started in 2019, I didn't do it this way. In 2019, I started a no sip, no smoke September. Yeah, back then I used to drink alcohol. I used to smoke cannabis. So I tried this challenge. This was a thing. Shout out Lauren. She told me to do this challenge all the way in 2019. She said, yeah, we'll try the challenge. I tried it and I learned about myself. I learned that I can abstain from something that I have a dependency on. So then in October, I was like, let me try abstaining from another addiction that I have that I've had for a long time, which was coffee. So I tried. In 2019, I said, yeah, let me try abstaining from coffee. So I tried a no caffeine October. Super tough, but I did it. And I just kept trying challenges again and again by myself in 2019. And that was the beginning of creating this podcast. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. Those months, I was growing so much with my mindset, overcoming challenges, learning about myself, that I started learning about podcasts and self-development, personal growth, and that led me to this podcast. So there has to be no coincidence that it was that time where I started those challenges when I started this whole podcast. So 2020 came, COVID and all that stuff, and I said, let me try again. And I tried the challenges again, and I included more and more challenges. So I did challenges from September all the way till March. And I think I did no sip, no smoke again. I definitely did no caffeine October. I started doing the no added sugar or fast food November. And I don't think I did anything for December, but I did do gym yoga January. And I think I did something for February. I did flossing February, I think. I just wanted to make sure I floss every day. And now I floss, guys. I do. I floss every day. I try to floss every day. I've went through 3 or 4 huge things of floss. I keep them as trophies, my empty floss things. So it just goes to show these challenges really do build habits and destroy habits and addictions and dependencies. And then you learn a lot about yourself. 2021 came. I did the challenges again. It's like addicting now. Like I just don't want to not do the challenges because I look forward to them every year. So in 2021, I really tried to make sure I did group challenges. Like I invited people in. We had prizes. We kept each other accountable and motivated. And that was so fulfilling because it really runs in line with what I said earlier, like what I do with this community. I love to bring people together, share ideas. We keep each other accountable, encouraged, and we have a goal. And the goal is growth. that's what we do. We learn so much. So I really enjoyed last year doing a lot of these challenges with other people. So this year comes around and I want to switch it up. I want to make it fun. So that's why this year it's a 7-month marathon challenge, which is to say that once you join, you're in. Once you join, you're staying for all 7 months. That's the goal, at least. Because I'm finding for myself, these 7 months are super critical to locking in, focusing, having goals, having some challenges, because I think life starts to relax towards the winter and fall. And so we want to make sure we stay with a little bit of discipline, because that just helps us so much. Like, I can attest to my own life, and just I can say that my life has always changed since 2019. It's forever changed. It's still changing. I'm still learning and growing. And I want you guys to experience this too. So this year, it's a 7-month challenge. So once you're in for 7 months. And I think you'll enjoy trying every challenge. You're going to join. Okay, if you want to join, I want you to join for all 7 months. And the reason why it's going to be a 7-month commitment is because I don't want you to miss out on the growth. I want you to challenge yourself. So to join, you're going to have to just let me know. Simple as that. It's a $50 entry fee. One-time payment just for you to commit. Like, once you make an investment, you are much more likely to stay in the group. And because I've had people start and then stop. That happens naturally. But if you invest a little bit, it goes a long way. And so for me, that $50 for me, that goes towards, number one, the prizes at the end. We're going to have some big prizes depending on how many people join this challenge. So that money is going to go towards a big prize at the end. And it's also going to go towards making sure that we track each other's progress. Because the only way to see progress is to track every single day. You're going to let us, the group, know if you did the thing that you're supposed to do. I think, so yeah, that's the joining fee, $50. Now, if you've ever been a client of mine, a coaching client, you get in for free. That's the one thing. If you ever paid me for my coaching services and we've worked together, you're in for free, because I know you care so much about growth. You've dedicated yourself to growth in this community already, and you're just going to help inspire other people in the group. And I know you'll be able to. So those people are getting in for free. Okay, that's just one little obvious. I'm going to reward the people who have paid me, who have worked with me before. So anyways, pay your $50, join the group. Now, I don't want people thinking it's so scary, it's so hard to do this challenge. Obviously, 7 months of challenges is tough, all right? We have 7 different challenges, one per month. But I don't want you thinking that they're so strict. For example, everyone's probably biggest fear, which is my toughest challenge, is the no caffeine October. I'm not saying you can't have any caffeine. You're going to set your boundaries, your limit, your goal for the month. So maybe if you drink 3 coffees a day, you're going to say, my goal in October, you're going to let the group know when October comes, my goal is to have 1 cup a day, or to drink a decaf coffee or decaf tea only. Or you can be like me and completely abstain from any caffeine, coffee, tea, pop, chocolate, nothing. You can choose what you want. So don't think it's so strict, so stringent, where it's impossible to achieve. The whole point is to make it personalized to your goals and just to track your progress. Be encouraged by the group. I'm going to share information and documents and knowledge as much as I can so you learn as you go. So I don't want you guys to think it's so tough where you can't do it. It's manageable. The most important thing is you join the group and you just try. There's so much growth on the other side of just making yourself uncomfortable, just trying something new. So I want to see a bunch of new people in these challenges. I expect the people who were in the challenges last year to come back because they know how much growth comes from these challenges. I know they'll be back. I want to see some new faces in. I guess one other thing we can talk about is what this first challenge is. I can give you a brief overview of all the challenges, but most importantly is the one coming up right now. So the whole 7 challenges starting from September is Sleepy September, No Caffeine October, No Added Sugar Fast Food November, Drop Everything and Read December, Gym Yoga January, Family and Friends February, and Meditation March. So I'm not going to explain all of them now. That's not really important. I want to explain the first one. Because once you're in, you're in. Once you're committed, you're committed. You're either a hell yes, let's do a text, I'm in, I'm ready for this challenge and this journey, or you're like a hell no. That's why I put the $50 payment fee, because you'll know for sure if you pay. That's it. So, Sleepy September, I'll go over that one because that's the first thing we need to know about. If you haven't joined this challenge last year, basically the whole point of this challenge is to track our sleep. Okay, sleep is the foundation of your health. And I feel like when the fall comes, people's priorities and plans switch, whether they're going from to a different job, to a school program, the season changes. So I think there's a lot of changes in this time of the year. But one thing that should not change is our focus on sleep. So we're going to focus on getting quality sleep. And like I said, it's tailored to whatever you need. So you're going to let the group know what your optimal sleep duration is. For many people, it's about 7 to 9 hours. That's anywhere considered, anything in between that is healthy. If you need more than 9 hours of sleep, that is typically not healthy. And if you need less than 7, that's just not average. So you're going to choose how much sleep you need, and then you're going to track your sleep with a sleep tracker. So there's lots of free apps online. I'm going to give a list of some free apps. I use Sleep Cycle. But yeah, free app. Get a free app. Download it. You have to put the app on when you're sleeping and put it near your bed. You want to track your sleep because you can't say, oh yeah, I went to bed from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's 8 hours of sleep. No. There's a lot of times you wake up at night. It takes you a while to fall asleep. You cannot calculate it by just looking at the time of day. It's not possible. I want people to really track their sleep, learn the stats about their sleep, look at the graphs, figure out how much sleep they really get. It's a learning process. And then you're going to let the group know how many hours of sleep you get per night. So that way, I'm going to take the difference of your optimal sleep duration and your actual sleep duration. And between those two, the difference of those two is your sleep debt. So how much sleep debt you've acquired per day, I'm going to calculate that. So the person who has the least amount of sleep debt, aka the person who's sleeping the most according to what they want, is going to get the most amount of like points, for example. So I'm going to keep a tally. I'm going to keep a tally of everyone's progress. I'm going to get someone. I'm going to outsource this task to someone else because I'm not good at tracking this stuff. I'd like to just offer support, guidance, motivation. But yeah, we're going to track these things. So all you got to do is figure out how much sleep you want to get per night. Stick to a number. For me, I think for me, 7 is good for me. No more than 7. I don't need more than 7, but I would aim for 7. And you're going to let us know every night, like a screenshot of your sleeping progress so that we can see how much sleep you got, or like just message us. That's it. You just come on the WhatsApp group once a day, and then that's it. So I'm going to have a WhatsApp group. All right, once you join, you're in. I think I'm going to do a Facebook group as well, just to offer more support to those who maybe like Facebook a little bit more. And yeah, that's what you need to know for Sleepy September. We'll go over the October one next, but yes, Sleepy September is starting in less than half a month. So get ready. Please, if you want to join, don't miss out, okay? Once we start, I'm not letting in people come in late. I'm not, okay? First 50 people in this group only pay $50. The second 50 people are going to have to pay $75. So you want to get in quick, first, soon, so you don't have to pay as much. And that's it. Once you're in, and you are ready for your life to just take such a crazy turn for the better. I mean, it's going to be challenging, but I just can't explain how important it is to challenge yourself and how much growth is on the other side of it. Some months you're going to do great in because you're going to be like, oh yeah, I sleep fine every night. Okay, so that month you'll do great. Some months will really challenge you. Like for example, the no caffeine one. That one's going to challenge me. I drink like 3 to 4 cups a day right now. I'm peaking this summer, guys. But I'm going to do the challenge regardless. I'm going to completely abstain. I've done it 3 years in a row. I can do it again. It feels so good to know I can do these challenges. And I want you to have the same feeling. I want you to experience it. I want you to try. If you fail, it's okay. As long as you're committed, you learn about yourself. You're going to leave the challenge saying, you know what? I'm someone who tries things. I'm someone who's committed to trying challenges and cares about my growth. And that will just trickle to everything in your life. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And so you need to be ready for these challenges. There is nothing to lose except, I don't know, the parts about yourself that you don't want. The parts of yourself that are afraid of trying. Those parts you're going to lose through this challenge. It's going to be tough. But I want to see some people in the group who really, really care about finding a community of people who think the same as them, who are on the same path as them. You're going to meet so many people in this group that you're going to have opportunities to network, be encouraged, be motivated and supported. These things go such a long way. So yeah, I don't want to spend any more time trying to convince you guys. Just let me know if you want to join, and the rest is history. So I'll see you there. Okay, I'm going to make maybe a few more posts about this, so stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast at Vibing Out WT, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure you come onto Instagram at Vibing Out WT. You'll see me on there. Just stay in touch. Stay tuned to what's going on in the community. And I'll see you in the group. Okay, I really hope to see you there. So, more episodes coming soon. Have a great day. Talk to you guys later, okay? This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe, and I'm signing out. Peace.